This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we are now getting to the topic that's going to be a little bit more technical for today. We've talked about the blessings of Iman. We've talked about some of the ways that Iman has been described in the Quran and in the Sunnah. But we haven't actually talked about what is the reality of Iman. What does Iman mean? What is the linguistic meaning of the word Iman? And what does the term Iman entail in the Quran and Sunnah? So before we move on to some of the more spiritual aspects, we have to pause for today and take a little bit of an academic look to deconstruct what exactly does the word Iman come from and what does it imply from a technical perspective. The word Iman comes from the verb amina. And amina means to give peace, to give security. For example, in the surah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, what's the next verse? وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. He gave them security so that they weren't scared. And Allah says, أَفَأَمِنَ أَهْلُ الْقُرَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمْ. So were the people of the city, didn't they feel a safety and security? So amina means to give peace to. So the concept of Iman somehow also has to do with the concept of peace, but not just any peace. Because another meaning of amina is to believe in the truth of something. So amina has two meanings. Memorize this. Number one, to give security, to grant peace. And number two, to believe someone or something. So Iman is to believe someone such that you get a sense of peace. So Iman is to believe to the level that you are certain that that belief is true. And that certainty is giving you peace. For example, in the story of Yusuf, when the sons of Ya'qub did what they did, they ran back, the brothers of Yusuf, they ran back, they said to their father, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. You're not going to feel safe in believing what we're saying. Mu'min, even if we're telling the truth, you're not going to have Iman in us. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنْ وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقٍ. Even if we're صادق, you are not going to have Iman in us. And they knew their father did not have Iman in what they're saying. So from a linguistic perspective, Iman is the concept of believing with such certainty that the certainty gives you peace. This is what the linguistic meaning of Iman is. And from a technical perspective, so Iman is to believe in what Allah wants you to believe, and to verbalize that belief, and then to follow it up in actions. In other words, there are three fundamental pillars of Iman. Belief in the heart, verbalizing on the tongue, and then manifesting in actions. And this is something that all of the Sahaba and Tabi'un, they agreed to. So to deconstruct these three pillars, number one, the heart, number two, the tongue, number three, the actions. As for the heart, and I need everybody to pay attention, it's a bit of a technical issue here. The heart, what does the heart do when it comes to Iman? Three functions. Number one, to know. Number two, to believe in what it knows. And number three, to then emotionally act upon the belief of what it knows. I'll explain. Who is our creator? Allah, this is knowledge. You ask a kafir, who do Muslims believe is their creator? The kafir will say, oh, Muslims believe Allah is their creator. Does the kafir have knowledge? Yes. Does he have Iman? No. That's mere knowledge. You ask the kafir, how many times does a Muslim pray? He will say, a Muslim prays five times a day. This is knowledge. Okay, we have to have knowledge. But knowledge alone is not enough. Knowledge must be followed by certainty in that knowledge is true. Okay, this is yaqeen. You have to have certainty. So, certainty means, yes, I believe Allah created me. Not just Allah is my creator, not just Muslims believe Allah created, rather I know, I am certain that Allah created me. That certainty in Arabic is called yaqeen. We have to have yaqeen. Anytime there's doubt, there is no iman, because the meaning of iman is to believe with such certainty that you feel safe in your belief. That's what iman believes. So you have to have certainty. But then there is a third point as well. And that is, with that certainty, the heart becomes emotionally involved. There are emotions that come with certainty. And this is a very technical point. And I'll give you a simple example that will inshallah illustrate. To merely know and to believe is not iman. There must be something more than belief even. And that's a key point I need you to memorize and take away from this lecture. Iman is not synonymous with belief. The two are not the same. Iman is more than just belief. Iman is more than just knowing something is true. There must be an emotional attachment, an emotional acting that then changes our life. It brings about a difference. It's not just to know something. It is to act upon what you know from the heart and the tongue and the body. And I'll give you the simplest example that our scholars of the past, the tabi'un, they use this example throughout the books of theology. And it's a very simple example. And that is the example of Iblis. The example of Iblis. Iblis is a very interesting case study in what is not iman. If we could interview Iblis and we could ask him, Iblis, who created you? Iblis would say, Allah created me. We will say, are you certain? He will say, of course I'm certain. I know Allah created me. Iblis believes in Allah. He has yaqeen that Allah is his Rabb. In fact, in the Quran, قَالَ رَبِّ أَنظِرْنِي إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Iblis makes the dua, oh my Rabb, allow me to live until judgment day. So Iblis believes not only that Allah is the Rabb, but that he has to make dua to Allah. He makes dua to Allah because he knows no one will give him life other than Allah. So he even raises his hands and he says, Ya Rabb, Iblis is saying, Ya Rabb, allow me to live until judgment day. So Iblis believes in Allah. He has yaqeen that Allah is the Rabb. Iblis believes in Qiyamah. Iblis believes that Allah has sent the prophets. He's not denying that. So Iblis believes. Is Iblis a believer? Is Iblis a mu'min? And obviously we say what? Obviously not. Of course not. Aba wastakbara wa kana minal kafirin. Question. Why is Iblis a kafir when he has yaqeen that Allah created him? He has yaqeen that there's judgment day. He has yaqeen that Allah sends the prophets, that Allah revealed the Quran. This is the case study that will clarify iman is not the same as belief, because with all of that belief came zero actions. His heart was so cold, so hardened, he became arrogant. So when Allah said, do this, he said, I'm not going to do it. He did not display the emotions that need to come for iman to be called iman. Is that clear? And of those emotions is love of Allah, fear of Allah, hope in Allah. Of those emotions is to worship Allah at some minimal level. The heart has to have that. And I'll give you another example that will help us understand what I mean when I talk about emotions of the heart. We all know what it means to love. We love our children, we love our families, we love money, we love this world. We all know what love means. Let me ask you, is it possible that you see your child in danger and you can protect your child with minimal effort and your child is in mortal danger? For example, a toddler is just crawling and there's something dangerous, he's going to fall over. Maybe the edge of a cliff. Something simple example like this. You see the baby and he's going to fall over the cliff. It's your own child. All you have to do is pick the child up and save. No problem to you. Is it called love that you just sit there and do nothing and you see your own son, your own daughter fall into destruction? The fact of the matter is that may Allah protect all of us, we will give our lives for our children. That's what love means. We will sacrifice ourselves for our children. That's what real love is. See, love isn't just a word, I love you. It shows up in your actions. Your lifestyle will change. You will take care of your children. We here, the men here especially, know we go to work and we toil and we earn for our families, not for ourselves. We're doing this so that they live a better life. That's what love means. Now, somebody says, I love my child, and he does nothing for that child. He doesn't protect that child. He doesn't care. That's not love. That's just speech of the tongue. That's just words being emitted that don't mean anything. If we understand this when it comes to love, how much more so when it comes to iman in Allah? Iman in Allah is not just, I believe Allah exists. That's not iman. That's one part of iman. Obviously, the one who doesn't believe Allah exists is not a mu'min. But the one who believes Allah exists does not become a mu'min just by that belief. It is more than that. He has to be certain, and that certainty will lead to a peace of the heart. That's what iman means, the peace of the heart that comes with the certainty of belief that I know Allah exists. And that knowledge will affect my lifestyle. It's going to change who I am. I will conform to that belief. So the heart has to know, believe, and then emotionally attach to that belief. This will then be manifested in the tongue. And the tongue will then utter the shahada. Somebody who does not utter the shahada is not a Muslim. And Abu Talib is the best example. Abu Talib knew that Islam was true. The hadith is in Bukhari. Abu Talib on his deathbed, and the Prophet ﷺ is begging him, my uncle, just say this one kalima and I will be able to argue in front of Allah about your case. But Abu Jahl was there. And Abu Jahl said, your father, Abdul Muttalib, he would be embarrassed if you left his way. Your father, the legacy of Abdul Muttalib. And so Abu Talib, knowing Islam was true, but see, he loved to be the son of his father more than he loved to be a worshipper of Allah. The legacy of the giant Abdul Muttalib, this was a legend amongst men, and Abu Talib was the inheritor of that legend. Abu Talib was the caretaker of his father's legacy. He loved that more than he loved submitting to Allah. Another example, Heraclius, the emperor of Rome. Hadith is in Bukhari. When the Prophet ﷺ sent in the letter, Heraclius knew Islam was true. He knew Allah is his creator. He knew, he had yaqeen that the Prophet ﷺ is a prophet, but he loved his empire more than he loved worshipping Allah. So he did not say the kalima. So to refuse to say the kalima is to refuse iman. Then the third level of iman, which is a necessary pillar as well, is that your body must follow up in some sense. Now what is the minimal sense? That is a very technical talk, and we're not going to necessarily go into it in these lectures. But the point is, your life has to conform. Most of our scholars say there must be some salah in a person's life. A person has to pray, even if occasionally, to manifest that iman. And of course, this is a theoretical discussion. In the human level, anybody who says he or she is a Muslim, we deal with them as a Muslim. We don't ask how many times do you pray. We don't ask about, no. Outwardly, somebody says they're a Muslim, we interact with them as they are a Muslim. But from a theoretical perspective, somebody who is a Muslim, there must be more than just a label, I am a Muslim. There has to be a genuine emotional attachment to Allah and His Messenger. There has to be some level of worship. And we're going to get to this tomorrow. The meaning of the kalima, La ilaha illallah, means there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah. So if you have no worship in your life to Allah, you have not demonstrated the kalima. If there's no worship, no salah, no sajda, no zakah, no good deed, your lifestyle has nothing to do with Islam. Where is the worship? Where is the kalima? Therefore, and this is a theoretical point, from a real perspective, we don't interrogate people, what do you do in your private lives? Somebody comes and says, my name is Muhammad, I'm a Muslim. Khalas, you deal with them as a Muslim. It's not your job to judge, but this is an academic discussion for me and you to look at our own lifestyles, for me and you to understand that iman is not just something that is theoretical, abstract. It's just knowledge. Allah is my creator and the Prophet is my prophet. The Quran is my book. Even Iblis checked all of these boxes and he is not a mu'min because there was no emotions of the heart and there was no actions from the body. So to summarize today's lecture, as our scholars said, iman is belief in the heart and manifested in statements of the tongue and actions on the limb. It's not just theoretical knowledge. And inshallah, we'll continue the discussion tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.